Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today. Basically, all this chaos and all this absolute insanity happening at the state level, the process that they are going through, basically mismanaging state funds and programs, ties right into what Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Washington is trying to fix. We're operating, folks, with over an $80 billion budget in Lansing. The Department of Health and Human Services budget, out of that $80+ billion budget, $37.6 billion is what the Department of Health and Human Services budget is. Spending $20 million a month on injections for people on Medicaid, but they have a housing problem for foster care in the state of Michigan. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This state is so broken and needs to be fixed so badly. And we need to make sure that people understand exactly what's going on heading into next year's election. I know everybody's burnt out on politics. Don't want to talk about politics this year, Randy. Don't want to go to any events. Don't want to attend any fundraisers. We're just burnt out. We just want to go fishing. We want to play golf. We want to go camping. We want to relax, spend time with the family. We don't even want to talk about politics with the family. I understand. I get it. I'm right there with you. I would love for us to be able to come on the show every single day and talk about feel good, happy things. Nothing would make my life better is if we didn't have to discuss Michigan news and Michigan politics and dealing with Whitmer, interacting with President Trump, the Senate-controlled Democrats, the House controlled by the Republicans. No budgets are getting passed. Misappropriations of funds absolutely through the roof. I would love not to have to talk about this stuff, but guess what? These are real issues. These are real problems. Who's to blame? Doesn't really matter at this point. When you're dealing with a foster care shortage, where are these kids? Are they sitting in some kind of holding cell? Are they in a jail? Are they in a community center? Where are they at? When you're saying that there's a need for 700 new foster families by the end of September, folks, this is almost the middle of July. We're talking the end of next month. Children in the foster care system are overwhelming the number of foster care families that are currently in the system. Now, I can blame Elizabeth Hertel. I can blame the governor. I can blame the Democrats. It's not going to do any good. This is a real need, a real issue, a real problem that needs to be fixed in basically a month and a half. So here is where we're at. This is the bottom line. First of all, you have to understand that this is not political. This is to the point now where we have to be adults in the room and say, okay, we have problems, we have issues, how do we fix it? You guys are not going to pass a budget by the end of September. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's a harsh reality. Well, the Democrats are going to blame the House Republicans. The House Republicans are going to blame the Senate Democrats, and they're going to blame the governor. It doesn't matter who's to blame. We have to fix it. We got to figure out a way to deal with the federal freezing of spending that Donald Trump and his administration have implemented. State of Michigan, you're not getting your money. We're freezing the funding. The checks are stopping. The money's not coming. The federal government can't afford to send out the money that you were promised under the Biden administration. It's not just Michigan, it's the entire country. So if that's the situation that we're in, how do we deal with it? There's no need to blame anybody. This is the harsh reality of what we're having to deal with. This is the harsh reality. This is the bottom line. This is what we have to deal with. So deal with it. Be the adults in the room, get together and figure it out. Now, just on the record for a fact, the House Republicans have already passed a $20 billion continuing resolution, basically, what they do at the federal level, to keep the government open after October 1st. The governor and the Senate Democrats are going to have to face the fact that the Republicans in the House want to cut the state budget. In my opinion, the fairest and easiest way to do it is a percentage reduction in every single department across the board. Whatever money you're not getting from Washington, look at that number. Divide it out over every single line item on the budget. I'm talking about coffee. I'm talking about paper, paper clips, staples, rubber bands, files, manila folders, people's salaries, people's benefits. I'm talking about every single line item on the state budget and reduce it. That would be absolutely the most painless way to do it. Stop and think about it. Okay, how much money are we supposed to be getting from Washington that we're not going to get? Figure it out. Okay, well, we're not going to get $5 billion, $3 billion, $2 billion, whatever the number is. Come up with that hard number and divide it equally among every single line item that the state budget spends. Okay, so they're going to get a little less coffee. They're going to get a little less paper. They're going to get a little less paper clips. A little bit of cut in your pay, a little bit of cut in the matching contributions to your retirement account, whatever it is, whatever your expenses are. This would be the simplest and most painless way to do it. But no, the Democrats want to go nuclear, that people are going to die and kids are going to go without food and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This story right here I'm looking at, folks, is a perfect example of mismanagement of the state. We are facing a foster care shortage. We need 700 new foster families by the end of September. We also need a budget by the end of September. And where are you guys? You're on vacation. You're on summer break. You're not in session. You're not dealing with any of this. So evidently, it's not that big a priority. It's not that big a deal. If it was, you'd be in Lansing working on it. You know, oh, well, supposedly they're working from home right now. No, they're not. If you're not in the House chamber or the Senate chamber or in committee meetings face to face, you're not working. Prove me wrong. You can't. You can't tell me that people sitting at home or maybe not even in the state or not even in the country right now on summer break, you know, we've decided to take the kids to Europe for the summer. They're in Canada right now. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just saying you're not in Lansing. So if that's the case, how really important is the budget that's due at the stroke of midnight on September 30th? Just asking. This is, without a doubt, people, the most chaotic state government I have seen in a long time. Going back 15 years to 2010, when I got into this game, this is the most absolutely crazy state government I have ever seen since I've been following it. Kicking the can down the road, everybody's having their summer break. Oh, when we get back after Labor Day, we'll figure it out. Really? I don't think so. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877- 630-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Want to remind you that we do have a fundraising event Vicki and I will be attending down in McBain, Meskaki County, for the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee. It's going to be on Wednesday, July 30th, starting at 5 o'clock. It's going to be at a fantastic venue. It's going to be a country western cowboy themed old-fashioned barbecue. Wear your cowboy boots, your jeans, your cowboy hats, and come join us. It's going to be a great time. Text me first, the number one ST, and I'll text you the flyer for all the information. It is a fundraiser. Cost is $50. It will be a donation to the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee. They are going to be hosting the Grand Hotel Front Porch Celebration for the Michigan Republican Party in September. They need to raise money for that. They need to raise money for other candidates. So basically, this is going to be an opportunity for you to come and be with us, have a great time. So please text me first, the number one ST, if you're available to come down. It's middle of the week. It is going to be 2 weeks from this coming Wednesday, July 30th, starting at 5 o'clock down in McBain. It's very accessible, great venue. It's absolutely going to be a blast. Live music, good food, great couple of speakers that they've got lined up. So text me first. Come join Vicki and I. We're going to be attending the event. We're looking forward to it. We hope you guys can join us as well. Text me at 231-360-5140. Text me the number one ST. The number one ST is what I've set up in my phone for an auto reply. It'll send you the flyer, the phone number, the email, all the information. You can get your tickets online, or you might be able to RSVP and pay at the door. Not really sure, but we'll figure it out. The phone number, you can talk to the treasurer. Tell him Trucker Randy said I could pay at the door. Just put me down. Me and the wife are coming. It's going to be a blast. So again, it is going to be Wednesday, July 30th in McBain, Michigan. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a good old-fashioned cowboy western theme, old-fashioned barbecue. We're going to have some great speakers for you to hear, some live music. It's going to be a party in the middle of the week, Wednesday, July 30th, in McBain, Michigan. So one of the things that I would like you guys to consider doing is supporting this committee. They do have a goal in mind that they need to raise money for the Porch Mackinac Conference that's going to be this September at the Grand Hotel. So we definitely, definitely need to help them out. So again, text me the number 1ST and I'll send you the flyer. It's going to be fantastic. Randy, are the Republicans hosting an open bar at the Grand Hotel? I don't believe it's a completely open bar, Lewis. I think what it is you get two tickets for two drinks, basically, on the front porch. And then after your first two, you have to pay for yourself. It will be hosted, though, by the Michigan 1st Congressional District. I know they're reaching out to Congressman Jack Bergman, and they're also reaching out to his opponent, Justin Michael, who's announced he's running against Jack Bergman. So we will figure this out. The banner will be up basically for the 1st Congressional District, one way or another. Tim, yes, the Antrim County Fun Shoot was canceled. Did you get a refund for your ticket? If you haven't, let me know. What we did was we had to cancel it due to low participation for this year, but we've already rescheduled it for next year, Saturday, July 18th, 2026, same location, same venue, but I'm going to be reaching out to the governor candidates, and I will be moderating a debate. It will not be simply them giving their stump speeches. It will be actually a debate forum with the governor candidates. We've got enough time to get this on their calendars. There'll be no excuse for these governor candidates not to show up. So it's going to be now a governor debate next summer, July 18th, 2026. Same time, same agenda, same location, same everything. But we only had roughly about 65, I believe it was, 67 people signed up for this year. That's not enough. We can't afford to cover the food cost and the expense of the venue and everything. So basically, we just postponed it to next summer, the third Saturday, July 18th, 2026. If you'd like a refund, just text me, yes, please, and I'll make sure the lady handling the PayPal account for us gets that to you as soon as possible. We appreciate your support. If you don't want a refund, you just want to hold your ticket, we can do that for you and keep you on the spreadsheet. Text me and let me know what you'd like to do. That's it for today's show. Now we head back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you.